The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, except when there isn't any. But hey, this is kind of our Friday, so let's do this. It's also a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon.
Hi, Fred.
Hello, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. Send a message, Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. And it's a Thursday, but we're not going to be here tomorrow, so it's also our Friday. So let's have some fun today. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff. What's going on with you,
man? Mostly stuff. There's just not a lot of sports.
Not a lot of sports. I was just concerned that I was like, why is my laptop not turning on?
That would suck.
And I thought maybe I'd just let it die all the way today.
Yeah.
But I was like, I feel like it was plugged in all day. And I keep pushing the button to try to make it start. I realized that I'd turned the brightness all the way down to zero somehow.
Jeez.
So it was... Nah, I'm an idiot.
How do you even do that? I mean,
Because I put my folder on top of my lap. Like, in
okay.
I don't close my laptop when I'm coming from my office to here, and it just sometimes it bleep happens, Fred.
Okay,
we file that under bleep happens.
All right. Well, bleep away, sir. You were about to say something when I interrupted you.
I don't remember what I was going
to
say.
Well, it had to be something important.
It wasn't that important, I'm pretty sure.
Well. Can we, there's one thing that has stayed the same throughout the Rona. And if you're looking for a sense of normalcy, I think I have the perfect thing for you. All you have to do is go to your local gas station and get in line to buy Gatorade and sugar-free Red Bull or Topo Chico or whatever it is you like to buy. And I would say there's a 90% chance that 70-year-old lottery guy is still going to be in front of you in line for a good 10 minutes. Because that's what happened to me today on the way in. And this guy clearly at risk. Now, to his credit, he was wearing a mask. But and lottery guys, you're going to have to explain this to me. What is the difference between the stupid scratch-offs other than the cost? Because this guy goes in there and he's like, all right, I want a number 17. And can I get two number twos and a six? I'm like, dude, just buy one and go for it. What the hell?
There's an art to it, apparently.
I don't know if it's an art, but yeah. And then right when he's about to leave, oh, wait. And then, of course, he's got to check and see if he won. And you hear a little cha-ching, and he gets $2 for the $25 worth of tickets he bought. Give me a number 7. Had to get another one with the $2. And it's like, and I mean, this scene plays out all over the country.
That is odd that, like, the first thing you do when you win money from the lottery is reinvest it into the lottery.
Plus a couple more dollars, usually.
Yeah. So even when you win, do you really win? It's almost like the biggest complaint I get from people about sports betting is and this is why I advise everyone to get a book that doesn't charge you every time you want to take your money out.
Yeah.
Because people are like, oh, I want to get it up to an amount where it's worth it before I pull out. And then inevitably they'll lose all that money and then they'll end up with nothing. And then they'll put some back in.
Right.
And people complain to me about that all the time. I guess that's the same thing as the lotto. Like,
I guess. See, I have a pretty strict rule on my my websites. If I get 5 times my investment, I immediately cash out back to what I put it down to.
If I get 3 times what I put in, I pull it out.
Which, I mean, that makes sense, too. I but especially when I'm playing horses, it's not hard to get a nice $600 hit if you got $100 in there. But, I mean, I've always kind of followed that. And then take that out and go back to what you started with and keep going. And then if you do it right, you don't have to you know, you don't have to take money or put more money in. But if things are going poorly, as they have been for the last few weeks, you have to keep putting more money in. So, but yeah, I don't get the whole lottery thing. So
I think the whole choosing different tickets is you're trying to hopefully come across the one where the next one is an actual winner. Like, because they randomize when they're printing them, which ones are going to win.
I guess
and which ones
so. So, like, I do. It's almost like the slot machines. Like, the ladies will get mad if you take their slot machine when they go to the restroom because they think the winner's coming. I guess.
Well, don't pee, lady. And I sort of understand playing different slot machines because, like, my wife loves that damn Buffalo slot machine. That's the one she likes to play. And everybody kind of has one of them that they find that they really like. So I kind of get that a little bit. I don't know. I mean, it's the same thing, although some of them have different lines and all that. But, I mean, they're scratch-offs.
Right.
I mean, how much skill is there involved? You take your little coin and you scratch, and then you either win or lose. I don't get it. But that is such an old-person thing, though, I have to tell you. And, you know, I don't even think I'd be out right now if I was this guy. But, hey, live your best life, buddy. I hope you win $1 million.
Do you, man.
Hope you enjoy your last, you know, 5 minutes on Earth. That's about all I have today.
Yeah. Well, there you go. was he at least wearing a mask when he was ordering these lottery tickets?
He was.
That's your big pet peeve.
He was.
Well, that's nice.
Well, everybody has to wear masks. The stores won't serve you now.
Oh, okay.
That's the law. Even Greg Abbott came around on that today.
Well, there you go.
I know that makes you happy.
Yeah, it does.
So, which I kind of expected this, but now can... Civil liberties guy really doesn't have anything to say when Greg Abbott's saying you got to wear them. He's one of theirs.
He is, but I think they can still be mad about it. Because now maybe Greg Abbott is a rhino.
Ah, or he was forced into it by the liberals.
Maybe so. I saw Trump's press conference today. Mostly I watch his press conferences now because I want to see the hot press secretary. I don't know how much you can brag about employment numbers going up this month.
Boy, those numbers are a little misleading. I was reading a story about that, and most of it was people who were essentially furloughed who got to go back when things opened up, and they're going to be right back out of work now.
Yeah, it seems odd, but he said that, and I hope he's right about this, he said the third quarter is going to be a third quarter like we've never seen before. And then I thought, oh, well, that could mean a lot of things. He said it's going to be great, though.
What about, like, the Patriots against the Falcons in the fourth quarter?
No, this is just the third quarter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. This is more like the Chiefs versus the Texans third quarter. But he says that we're going to bounce back big time. And I hope he's right. I hope that it is a big third quarter. But then he added the caveat. And what's great about that is it'll be right before the election. So it'll be fresh in people's minds. Who brought them back? Who brought you back, baby? It was me.
I mean, take the Texans-Chiefs game, and had you flipped it around, the Texans come back, beat the Chiefs, and then go on to the AFC title game and get demolished 82-4. You still have Bill O'Brien going, remember, I brought you back.
Yeah, how about that
Chiefs
game,
I brought you
game,
back
though.
Against those Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah.
I deserve a 5-year extension.
82-4? Where do you pull that out of your ass?
That would be a tough score. Like, that would be a tough score to predict, honestly.
Yeah, I would say that.
That pays out big time if you pick the exact score.
Also saying that the Texans did not cover, I'm guessing, because I'm sure they were not plus 79. Somebody says you want to play them when the jackpots are still available, when the grand prize is still available. And that's a lot. And there's an app, I guess, that... This guy was not using an app, I can assure you. So, in fact, I'm not even sure. I think this guy still had a rotary phone.
Yeah, he's not an app guy.
They serve appetizers at Valero?
Yeah, when he says apps, he's talking about mozzarella sticks.
I'm going to go and I'm going to get the buffet at Applebee's.
Does Applebee's have a buffet?
I have no idea.
Certainly not
I was thinking of Arby's.
Arby's doesn't have a buffet either.
Well, I don't know. Wherever old people go.
I think you're thinking of like Luby's.
Maybe Luby's. I don't. Where do old people go?
Well, I think they used
don't
to
ask
go to
me
Luby's,
that.
But
don't
I don't know that. I don't know where you do things like that now.
Pat in the 49 said, saw something really funny today in Target. A 6'5", 275-pound jacked white guy with a buzz cut and full sleeves was wearing a pink My Little Pony mask with sparkles.
Nice.
So that's how I hope we all deal with the Rona. That's it seriously, but with some humor.
That's a brony.
And still waiting to see someone rock a Gimp mask. Ooh, that's a good one. I love this 832. Another Fred rant. Brother, you might want to look up what a rant is. That wasn't a rant.
Are you ranting about lottery tickets?
No, that wasn't a rant.
It didn't feel ranty.
No, you don't know what a rant is, sir, if you think that's a rant. That's a me complaining about an old dude in line and making fun of him. And I hope he won because, he didn't.
If he was going to waste your time, at least you hope that he had victory.
Well, it was kind of comical because there was a woman at the other window who was doing the same thing, and her debit card wouldn't work. So I was kind of judging, okay, which line's going to be faster? So I jumped in behind the old guy, and it turns out that was right. That was only a 10-minute wait. She was still there sitting there and leaving her card in there while it's going rah, 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 over and over. And it's like, ma'am, your card's not working. Oh, it'll work. It'll work. And apparently you can't buy lottery tickets with a credit card. You have to use your debit card.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Can we get somebody to close this door? I don't know who left it open, but I can hear everybody out there talking. Thank you.
It was either Nick or Aaron. That's who we have to blame.
Nick. I guess Nick pissed off baseball fan today. I was hearing some of that.
Yeah. He's
Golden Corral.
People are pissed about it, but the truth is, we don't know if baseball's coming back. And I've said as much. I'm not. If it doesn't come back, okay. Then I heard Rob Manfred today say it was never going to be more than 60 games, no matter what the players offer. Like,
then why did you go
through all this?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was stupid. But that's baseball.
Who says that out loud anyway?
Yeah.
Like, why would you, after all your game's been drugged through the mud, now you're like, oh, yeah, we were never really negotiating. It was always, we were never going to play more than 60. Like, that seems like an odd thing to pull out of your hat now.
So it's a Golden Corral and Cracker Barrel of the spots for the olds.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I don't know. Golden Corral done for?
I don't know.
Because that's a buffet.
Yeah, it probably is. Well, I think we're all done for. Let's not sugarcoat it. Everything's done for now. That's the Rona world. But, no, what they were mad about was him talking about how much the sport sucks and that it's boring, which baseball can be boring. There's no question. But he did hit on one thing that I agree with, that baseball fan tries so hard to defend their sport to people. Because, it's America's pastime. Well, no, it's not anymore. It hasn't been for a century.
Yeah.
And, I don't know who's worse, baseball fan at protecting their sport or soccer fan at protecting their sport.
They're both up there. I love baseball. I loved baseball as a kid. It was my favorite sport to play. You know, my kids play baseball. They love it. There's something about watching it on TV that's just not all that fun.
Unless it's your team.
Yeah.
Unless it's the Astros in the playoffs, really.
And I don't have, like, a favorite team. So it's hard for me to, like, get really into it. Like, I cheer for fantasy baseball players, but...
Well, I'm team cheater. I'm all about the cheaters.
I have a hard time getting in. The game is pretty slow moving. I like going to a ball game, but baseball on television it's become rougher and rougher for me as the years have gone on.
Well, we've talked about this a lot. We're an ADD society now, and that's not an ADD sport. That's a sport you have to invest in. And baseball fan will be going, oh, you just don't understand the game. No, people understand the game. They just don't enjoy it as much. And I think that's just part of the changing sports landscape. It's just like soccer guy always said, oh, you just don't understand the game. Then you make an effort to understand, and then they become snobs and say, well, you're not qualified to talk about it. I'm going to go soccer fan worse than baseball fan.
Fair enough.
By a score of 1-0. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And a little shout out for Riel. They did Canada Day meals yesterday. Picked them up from on the way home. The poutine was on point. Yeah, it's hard to get good poutine down here. I mean, there's no such thing really as bad poutine, but it's hard to get really good poutine.
Well,
when people start putting a whole bunch of crap on it,
like
that
when they
belong.
Instead of cheese curds, they just try to put like they try to take a block of cheddar cheese and chop it up in there.
But that's not poutine.
Or just melt cheese onto it. That's not the same.
That's not poutine. So that doesn't count. That's some American trying to make something that they don't know what they're doing. But it was really on point. So, and yeah, kind of getting back to what we were talking about a little bit that Nick was into. I mean, all sports have stretches where they're boring. Let's be honest. Even football. Football, greatest sport on the planet. No question. Won't hear a debate. But there's some boring stretches. And as much as you like MMA, there's some fights where you're just looking at this going, ooh, this is boring.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the moments of excitement that make it worthwhile. There's just more of those.
That's fair.
I think. So, I played the little $10 tournament with the guys today.
How'd you do?
I bubbled.
Ooh.
I haven't bubbled in forever, though, so.
You were due?
Yeah.
That's fair.
And our buddy Roger finished second.
There you go.
He's been on a good run, so I'm probably going to play the one tonight. I think I'm just going to get like stinking drunk starting tonight and just stay drunk for 3 days.
I think I still have 10 bucks in that Poker Bros.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's a hard one for me to make it to. It's like noon.
Yeah. Well, you're usually working, but
yeah,
I was just bored. That's the first time I played that noon one in a while, because last time I won it, and it was like 2.5 hours to grind out and win 50 bucks. It's like, you know, come on.
How many people play?
There were 14.
Okay. That's so decent.
Yeah, it's a decent turnout, and it's a lot of the same people that play at night, and I've been doing pretty well with the cash games the last couple nights, so I just, what the hell, I'll just try it, and, you know, played. I mean, I got nothing the entire game and still managed to finish fourth, which is always good sign. Yeah, and I got in good. I got in with I was short stack, but it's one of those where if I win the pot, suddenly I'm second in chips and it's on. But I get in with pocket fours against ace seven, and I'll take that every time. Just hit the seven on the turn. Oh well, that's life. Of course, I'd rather have pocket aces against ace seven.
That's always better.
But considering that was the best hand I saw all day was pocket tens, that was the second best.
You'll take it.
Yeah. So at that point, you know, with the blinds what they were, it's like, hey, I see a pair. Let's do this. And unfortunately, it did not go my way, but that's all right. I had fun. Yeah, that was really weak, man.
Dude, I'm just getting started.
Somebody says, with Abbott's order, the onus is back on the individual up to a $250 fine.
Well, how's it on the individual then? If there's
Well, it's been on the businesses, right? They weren't fining individuals. They're at least in Harris County, they're fining businesses for not enforcing it.
Yeah. I saw there's going to be an order that starts on Friday that would – I know one of the things that's still been going, and we've kind of like been back and forth on whether or not our kids wanted to play baseball. And like I said, my younger son's – his thing just shut down. But it says – today, Abbott banned certain outdoor gatherings of over 10 people unless local officials approve. He had previously set the threshold at over 100 people. The new prohibition also goes into effect Friday afternoon. So no more gatherings of more than 10 people. Yeesh.
Well, that makes sense. And 10's probably right where I, for whatever reason, that's kind of the number of people that if I start being around 10, I get anxious.
Let me ask you this. Like when we were, you know, kind of locked down at the house the first time, when we were under self-isolation the first time, was it just you and your wife? Is that the only person you saw?
Yeah.
Or did you have outside people that you were like kind of comfortable?
No. My neighbors were on their balcony next to us, but that's a good 10 feet away. And that was pretty much the only people we saw. Although, like one time we went and did... like Lawyer Dave and his wife came down and we went and did takeout at the local bar, and you know I just rode over with him and then back, so it was like 10 minutes.
Okay,
it was just so we could chat for a little bit. But
so
for the most part, it was just us.
if let's and I guess since we opened things back up, your circle has expanded, right?
A little bit, not as much as it was though. I've cut a lot of people off.
Okay, but like you still see Lawyer Dave.
Yeah,
like you still
see Roger.
Okay,
but not now because we've shut it down again.
So if it gets shut down again, you won't see those people anymore. You'll go back to
I'm going
to
follow whatever they suggest.
Because I've kind of wondered, like, you know, because there's another family that my family's hung out with pretty regularly during this sort of open window. And none of us have had any symptoms. We all feel pretty safe with each other. And, you know, we hang out pretty regularly. I mean, we're not like hugging, so we're not.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's not like that, but we are around each other. What do you think that people will still hang out with those types of situations if things get shut back down again?
I don't know.
Like, not out in public. This is like either at their house or our house.
Yeah. I just, you know, I pretty much do what I'm told. The wife was the one who wasn't comfortable with having people over. And I'm pretty sure that if this gets shut down again, it'll be the same deal. So I would say probably not. But, you know, that it was okay. The first time didn't really bother me as much as I thought it would, mainly because I kept so busy. I mean, I wrote a novel. I wrote a bunch of short stories. We ran all those poker tournaments. We kept doing the show. So I was really occupied the whole time. But when I had to sit out for a couple of weeks ago, that really bothered me. That really got to me.
Yeah.
And it's I don't know why. I have no explanation for it. But I also, I don't feel the need to go out and do stuff and anymore, just like that. We used to go out to eat 2-3 times a week. We'd go to the local bar, do the steak night, that kind of stuff, all pre-Rona. And after Rona, we cut it back to maybe once, maybe twice, and only if there weren't that many people there. But I think when it gets to 10 people right now, that's when I start feeling uncomfortable.
Okay.
And it's like, that's why I have to leave. And yeah, so I'm okay.
Do you feel different when you're outdoors versus when you're indoors?
Yeah, I feel better outdoors.
Okay.
Because there's more space. You don't have a whole bunch of people kind of hanging all over you. And that was the issue the first time we went to our local bar when they reopened. Was we went in, and inside was packed. And people weren't wearing masks, and it was really uncomfortable. So I would go to the other end of the bar, order the drinks, and then go sit outside. And the nearest people were 10 feet away. And now, of course, it's 127 degrees outside now, which...
Yeah, I thought we had a deal, Corona, that once it got real hot here, you'd just
die.
Bugger off.
Yeah. God, it was so brutal today. I took the dog out. I thought it was going to melt. I mean, it was just... Ugh. But no, outside I felt fine. But then a whole bunch more people showed up, and it was really packed inside, and that's when we left. I just said, I don't want to be around this. So it's a personal judgment thing. But I don't know that I'm ever going to change that way. I don't know that I want to go back to a place that's just packed to the rafters. And if that means never going to another sporting event, I might not. You know? And it's weird because it wasn't that long ago that, man, we're going to Roughnecks games and, you know, all kinds of stuff. We're in Vegas where it's always packed. And, yeah, I don't even know if I want to do that anymore. If Vegas gets back to being Vegas...
Yeah.
How am I going to feel about walking through the MGM with 10,000 people in there?
I don't know.
So I don't know either. And it's, I mean, it's just me. This is a therapy session. It's a weird psychological thing. But I don't feel comfortable in big groups anymore. And I kind of got this email yesterday. Yeah, you know, we were supposed to go to that Green Day Fall Out Boy Weezer show in Toronto. And I got a thing that has been rescheduled for August 17th, 2021. So I feel like I have a year plus before to kind of get where I'm okay with being in a crowd again. Because we spent good money on those tickets, and I want to go to Toronto.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it'll be August 17th, 2021 at Rogers Center.
Jeez.
So, all right, quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Tam asking, you recommend some safe sites to play poker online? No, I can't. I don't. There really aren't any here. I mean, I still play Poker Stars when I'm in Canada. We have a little club on that. Poker Bros, but that site blows. I mean, it really does. It's
awful. You can only play it on mobile.
I can play it on my iPad, which makes it better, but it's one of those sites that's just absolutely designed to create action. So, like, even last night, I'm playing a little tournament. I run into aces like six times. It's just totally unrealistic stuff. And, but the reason I like it is because there's fun people on there and it's not enough money to get pissed off over. So, and 4-9 says Green Day in Houston. My email said rescheduled to July 29th. Yeah, I'm going to the one in Toronto because we tried to buy tickets for the one in Houston when they did the early release and it sold out. So then we looked online and said, oh, it's going to be in Toronto the next week. So scam a trip to Toronto and we were able to get VIP seats and everything. I was really excited. So now I'll just have to be excited next year if I'm still alive. That's the other part of it. Take a call, Justin. What's up?
Hey, thanks for getting me in. I got a little lotto. A couple of things real quick about the lottery tickets. Actually, my best friend, his dad, rest in peace, Mr. Richard, must be the luckiest man alive. I live over here in Groves by Port Arthur, and he actually hit 5,000 and 75,000, both on Break the Bank scratch-off at the same convenience store. This was probably 6 or 7 years ago. And there ain't no telling how much he spent the rest of his life trying to get there. Probably spent twice that. But anyway, on your story about the lottery tickets, check this out, Fred. This is probably the first time I ever got anxiety standing in line at a convenience store. This was a couple years back. This lady in front of me must have thought she had a foolproof system because not only was she picky about which tickets she bought, but she was buying multiples, but she wanted each individual ticket is numbered. She wanted to know the individual ticket number on the tickets that she called out. And if she didn't like the number, I guess it was too high, too low. I don't know what her spiel was, but she would move on. Okay, I don't want that one. What's the next one? No, 52. No, okay, I'll take that one. What's the next one? 72. No, I don't want that. And I don't know what it was, but I was standing behind her in line with a Diet Coke in my hand, and that's it. And that was probably the first time I ever felt like I needed therapy whenever she got done, probably 15 minutes later.
God.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's the same reason people who play the same stupid lotto numbers every week, like...
I guess.
It must be... They feel lucky.
Yeah, I would have probably just abandoned the Diet Coke and left, which I almost did today, but I had, like, a handful of Gatorade because I'm loading up for the weekend. And I didn't really want to go put it all back after I'd had my arms around it because, they don't have, like, shopping things in there. And then it's like, okay, if I put my germs on this and put it back, that's kind of scuzzy. So I'm going to sit here and wait and see how this plays out, and we'll see how the old man does. And I'm pretty sure he wound up having about $20 in winners, and then he bought $20 more, and then that group, he won, like, $2 and put in another $18. So it's like, okay. Crystal says, WTF, I'm sitting in my car waiting for my food and a tanning salon is open. Naked sweating people can share a damn bed, but I can't go have a beer with friends.
Well,
I mean naked sweating people need love too, I guess. I don't know. That's those things can't be healthy, right? I'm sure they sanitize them, but.
If only there was some way you could get tan through a different place that not everybody uses when you're contaminating germs.
That takes longer. People are in a hurry for their tans.
Why? Nobody's got jobs anyways. Just go sit in the backyard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody says Galveston Beach protest party scheduled to start on Saturday at 10 a.m.
Oh, boy.
What could possibly go wrong here? What a bleep show Texas will be this weekend.
So they're closing down the beaches, but instead they're going to protest the beaches being closed down. So there will be just as many people out there. Brilliant.
I think they closed the beaches for the weekend, but I don't know if they shut down Pleasure Pier.
I don't either. You know where people are going to go? Bolivar. because that's the Wild West. People just go out. I don't think there's rules there.
It's a different county.
It's just, it's, you know, it's like unincorporated land or something where people, it's just, you know, willy-nilly.
Well, good luck. Well,
what they call it in The Man in the High Castle? You watch that show, right?
Yeah, I kind of.
So remember the middle ground, like where, like you could find a Bible and you could basically do whatever you wanted. There were black people living there because they weren't hated. The neutral zone. It was like basically the mountain time zone was called the neutral zone, and it was sandwiched between the Japanese West Coast and Nazi America. On that show, which is basically a show about what would happen if World War II were won by the bad guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bolivar's like the neutral zone. There's just no rules there. You do what you want.
I still thought that was Galveston County, though, wasn't it?
It might be, but I don't think that they, like, you can't tell people not to go on the beach. I think it's unincorporated.
According to everybody, it is closed also.
Oh, well.
And Brother Bear says, not a doctor, but I thought I read those UV rays can kill some viruses, not defending the tanning salons, though. Well, if it does, why aren't we all doing it? If those things actually kill the virus.
Yeah.
I guess Bolivar is part of Galveston County.
Yeah. Apparently, they have blockades at the beaches there, but people are knocking them over.
Oh, God. People are idiots.
Not wise, guys.
I got to be honest. This is going to hurt some feelings out there. Beaches at Galveston, they ain't worth protesting over, okay?
No. That's not what they're protesting, though. They're protesting the fact that they can't go and get seaweed all over them and get oil.
Flesh-eating bacteria.
And, yeah, and, you know, jellyfish and step on sharks and things like that. That's their God-given right as an American. So, oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says, so if they tell you to go and get the vaccine, are you, Fred? Yeah. Who wouldn't?
Anti-vaxxers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if there's a vaccine, then absolutely. I'll be first in line. I'll even test it for them. They want to pay me, of course. And Brother Barrel said, I agree, soccer fan is the worst. I was back at Sherlock's. I casually said the guy scored a point, and out of nowhere, this dickweed corrected me with goal. Thanks a lot for turning me away from your sport, dumbass. That kind of stuff I get. You know, like if you say, oh, he scored a point in baseball. No, it's a run, which it's all kind of silly. But no, I'll go with soccer fan is the worst. After all these years of trying to beg me to talk about soccer, the first thing they do is bitch when we talk soccer. So you can keep it. It's all yours.
You can get some soccer talk tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, real soccer talk from somebody who knows what he's talking about, Glenn Davis. And 832, isn't herd immunity the only option left? I mean, the death rates are down in the 300s. I mean, I think there might be something to that because not much we can do at this point. Everybody's getting it.
Yeah.
It's just
you see what's happening now is now more and more young people are getting it. So the number of cases is going up. The number of deaths is going down. Because, I mean, it's no surprise, young people have a better shot against this thing.
Yeah.
But they're getting it now more and more. And Lamont sent us a story about the people in Alabama doing the COVID parties, like where you won a prize if you were the first one to get Rona from the party. It's like, dude, you guys get what you get. You all deserve this.
I guess, I don't know who it was that was speculating that, like, Clemson and Alabama were intentionally getting their kids to get it now so it wouldn't happen during the season. Yeah, that's a phrase I'd never thought I would hear all the time. Herd immunity. That's like become part of our lexicon now. Herd immunity. I don't know what the answers are. I just know that doesn't this feel worse than the first time? Maybe because remember we'd always have people say, I don't know anybody with it.
Oh, pretty much everybody knows somebody. And now
we all know. Yeah, we all know somebody.
Which that's just sheer odds. More people get infected, the more likely you are to know.
Yeah, theoretically. But by the way, apparently your buddy.
Yes.
The Arkansas milkman.
Yes.
Apparently he got engaged.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I was setting you up for.
I got nothing. I'm not gonna get in on that guy's family. Good for him.
All right, you're no fun.
I mean, what am I, an a-hole? I don't talk. I mean,
yes, you are. Are you kidding me?
Not about.
That's your whole thing.
No, I never go in. I never go in on people's family.
Well, you didn't have to. You could just talk about how excited you were and all, and this coolest thing ever.
No, yeah. No. Let the dude get married. Oh, boy,
management's changed you.
No, I've never done that.
No, you don't have to go after a guy to be funny. You could have just done the voice about how excited you were and you can't wait and all that, and people would have laughed. It would have been great. Instead, oh, no, I'm not going to go after.
I just hope that when he goes to put the ring on, he doesn't fumble it.
Okay, see, there you go. I'm not going to. Yeah, God, that's pathetic. Las Vegas is trying to get people in. State of Venetian 11 years ago, and they sent me 4 free nights. Yeah, I'm guessing that there's a lot of specials out there right now. So somebody said, I'm in Galveston on business, and they got their beach on totally today.
Well, I get maybe people are getting it in while they can.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. We're not good at listening. We're not good at, like, just accepting, okay, we may have to go a month where we can't go to the beach. You may have a summer where you can't go to the beach. And people are like, oh, well, I won't stand for that. And to me, it's like, I don't know. I guess there's nothing that you can say, you can't do this for a week or whatever. And I'm just like, okay, you can't do this for a month. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't know what I've got that I'm like, if you take this away from me for any amount of time, I'm going to lose my mind. I don't have anything like that.
As long as I have alcohol, I can pretty much get through anything.
You know?
So, everyone's going to get it eventually, guys. It's just not going to go away. Well, I don't know. You know, none of us, I don't think it is, but
I don't know that either. And and honestly, whoever texted that, unless you have a doctor attached to your text, like if you're doctor 832 or whatever,
even then, yeah, you guys are still in complete disagreement on everything.
Well, Dan Patrick said he's smarter than Dr. Fauci now.
Oh, of course he is.
Is Dan Patrick going to get fined when he doesn't wear a mask? Because that dude never wears a mask.
I wish he would. He's like me. He's a guy who needs a mask.
Like, the governor's been, like, he's a masker now. He's, like, he's crossed over. The lieutenant governor, like, they always show that dude with no mask. And that Dan Crenshaw, who was blaming it all on the protesters, and then all those pictures were floating around him at the bars, like, the beer garden in the Heights with no mask. Not a good look, bro. Not a good look.
Fred, you get the flu shot every year. Just curious. Yeah, I do. You know what I never get?
The flu.
So, yeah. Why are you trying to... I don't get your point here. You're trying to tell me I shouldn't get a vaccine if it comes out? That's a you thing, buddy. That ain't me. If there's something that I take a shot and they say you're not going to get this,
yeah,
guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to get the shot.
I'll be honest. If I could get a shot today and you said, all right, once you get this shot, you're never going to have athlete's foot again, I'd say, huh, all right. I don't even get, I've had athlete's foot like 3 times ever. Just to avoid the possibility it'll happen again, yeah, I'll take a shot.
Yeah,
what if they tell you there's an 8% chance that then you get it every other week for the rest of your life?
8% chance? No, I wouldn't do that. Is that the deal? I mean,
I don't know, but I'm just saying. Like,
I mean, that seems like a really random. Like,
well, yeah. with the flu, like I got the flu years ago, and that was the only time I've had the flu, and it's the worst I've ever had it, or the second time I had it, but it was the worst I'd ever had it. And it's because apparently they kind of guess at the beginning of flu season which strain it's going to be. So they can inject you with the wrong strain, and so you're not immune to the flu that year.
Well, but then, I mean, it's almost like the mask thing. What's the...
That's not 100%.
What's the risk? Like, okay, so it was the wrong one. Okay, sucks. You got the flu.
You could end up getting it and end up in a hospital if it does react that way.
So what would have happened if you wouldn't have taken the flu shot? You still would have been susceptible to the flu.
Yeah, but you might not get it. Purposely injecting yourself with it means your immune system might not be able to fight it off.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I'm not saying one way or the other is right. I'm just adding that there is a risk with.
You sound like an anti-vaxxer.
You do.
Not at all.
It's pretty shameful, sir. Really shameful. Now, you know what? When you were a kid, you get a tetanus shot.
Yeah.
Have you ever had tetanus?
I still get one. Yeah.
Okay, then. Shut up. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. For what I was saying, how crowded it was Memorial Day weekend. It got rather uncomfortable at times. We had a beach cabin, but would ride the beach to break the time. And there were people who were down there being smart. I don't want to make it sound like everybody who went there was a complete idiot, because I have some friends who stayed as far away from people as possible who went down there, and that's cool. So, 713-780-ESPN. 281 says, you preach being open to everyone's opinions, but when Aaron tells you something that doesn't line up with exactly what you said, you call him an anti-vaxxer and tell him to shut up.
Oh, well.
Fred, you do that a lot.
Well, let me say
this. Shut up, 281.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion, and I'll listen to it, and I'll try to see the reasonable side of it until you're an anti-vaxxer, and then I think you're a lunatic. Yeah. So.
I never said I wasn't an anti-vaxxer.
No, I mean, I get that. I don't understand how you're going to get a different strain of flu than what you got the flu shot for, because you know I don't get sick when I get a flu shot, so I don't understand that at all.
Yeah,
but I've talked to people who have.
Well, okay,
I'm not the only one who's ever taken the flu shot and then gotten really sick from it.
So you got sick from the flu shot, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then don't get flu shots.
I don't, and I take that risk. If I get sick, I get sick. But again, I was the one who said years or months ago when they were trying to find people to go to London to get $2,500 to get the damn thing injected. Give me the money.
$4,800. It was $4,800.
I thought it was 4,800 pounds or something.
No, I don't know. Whatever.
Well,
hell, $4,800.
Pounds is more than bucks. I hate to break it to you.
Okay, fine.
The English pound is worth more than the U.S. dollar.
They could fly my ass over there and inject me with it, and if I get bad, I get bad. If not, hey, I got money in my pocket.
409, my God, is this Tuesday with these texts? No, we just, yeah, it's the last day of the week, and you know, I'm more than happy to read idiot texts today. You do that a lot. Suck it, texter.
Roberto says, cancel Aaron's hottest 97.5 employee title due to his anti-vax stance.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I started taking flu shots about 10 years ago. I have not had a flu in 10 years, and I'll keep doing them. But so what you're telling me, though, and I'll ask you this, since I want to be open to your opinion, because I do that a lot.
Are you asking Aaron or me?
Aaron.
Okay.
So if they come up with a vaccine that may work or may not, and you're able to go back to normal if you take the COVID vaccine, are you going to do it?
Yeah, probably. If there's,
because if you don't, I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to want to work with you.
No, I probably will take it. But again, I would, just like I do with all the new Apple products, I'm going to let a good chunk of people test it out first to make sure that, you know, arms don't start falling off in the first 2 days. I would wait a week or two and say, okay, let me see how many thousand people got it and make sure that nobody's just dropping dead.
See, I'm going to be one of those guys that drops dead just so you can sit back and wait.
That's fine.
How about that?
I won't be the first in line to get it, but I'll be probably, you know.
The thing is, you're not really first in line by then, because they will have gone through a bunch of testing and everything else. Now this one, they're probably going to rush a little bit.
That's my worry.
But I'll do it. Anything that gets me to where I don't have to worry about the damn Rona anymore. Of course, by the time they get one ready, we're probably not even going to have jobs. We're all going to be dead or homeless. And if you're homeless, you're damn sure getting it. So, straight from the doctor, flu vaccine may not match the exact strain, but vaccine makes symptoms a lot worse and you aren't as sick as long. Not sure I understand.
I definitely don't understand it.
Yeah.
That's the downside to the text, is people text in code talk sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not great with that. Like, if you just leave out words, it just ends up confusing me. I think that's what I'm turning into, an old man.
It makes symptoms a lot better. Okay, that makes sense. So, yeah, Fred, sounds like he believes everything the news tells him. Boy, you never listen to this show, do you? Congratulations, 965 or 985, I can't tell. That you have just
Let's also point this out. The people who are like, you must believe everything the news tells you, what they do, which is just as crazy, is whatever the news says, they believe it's false. Like, you realize both those things are just lunacy.
Our
society's so doomed.
I mean, no, really, there's a lot of... There have been a bunch of dumb texts already today. That is the dumbest. You know what? You're in the clubhouse lead for guy who I look up your number and read your name on the air, 985. I don't even know where that's from, but I'm guessing it's someplace really dumb.
Let's see.
This has got to be the first time you've ever listened to this show.
985 is Louisiana.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's southeast Louisiana, excluding New Orleans.
Mm.
So basically all the area.
So probably like
like Baton Rouge, maybe.
Okay. Well, there you go. You just brought shame to your entire state of Louisiana. TZ says they've been trying to force vaccine on people for years, and now they actually can. How much you want to bet you're going to be required to have it to go back into work or school? The vaccines are killing people off. They're not killing people off, man. Come on. Again. But if they require that, don't they require when you're a kid, you have to have all these shots before you go to school?
Yeah, and to go to college now, you have to have the meningitis one.
Okay.
But there are still people who fight going to school, like fight that their kids should have to take this. And what's funny is the same parents who like don't want their kids to get malaria vaccines are the same ones who like don't want you to be able to bring a peanut butter sandwich to school because their kid's allergic. Sorry, bro. I'm telling my kids sneak peanut butter in.
Hey, take it easy on Louisiana. We're not all that stupid. From St. Patrick. No, St. Patrick, you're good, but you have to own this guy. This is part
one of your peeps.
Your entire state is now in shame because of this guy, and that happens. God, that Tammany Parish is what it is. Okay. I don't know what whereabouts that is, but somebody said that was the most dumbass text. Then, well, this one's close. Fred, you've sounded paranoid this entire outbreak. Paranoid? Was I?
Honestly, I was more paranoid than you.
You were the one.
I was the one like, dude, I don't know.
Sanitizing groceries when people brought them over.
I still do that.
I was out. I'm
taking the pizza out of the pizza box.
I still do that. Yeah, dude, my whole garage is now a sanitation station. Anything delivered to my house gets taken out of whatever packaging it came in. The packaging is thrown away. It's sanitized and brought into my house.
That's paranoid. I mean, you know what? That's okay, though. It's your choice to be paranoid.
Well, I don't do this. My wife does this.
I say you support it, certainly.
I mean, but what do you think? I care?
But... yeah, the first night I could go back to the bar, did I not go back to the bar? All I've said is I'm just trying to be smart about it. And paranoid? No. What did I also say? I said if I get the Rona and die, so be it. I've had a good life. I just don't want to give it to anybody else. That's paranoid? Wow. You know what? This may be, it's only an hour into the show.
I know.
This may be the worst text day ever. I love it.
I forgot beer to get us through it.
You did?
I forgot it.
Oh, you know what?
Damn.
Somebody needs to make a specs run here. Why don't I do it and you guys just... All right. Well, waiting for my man Lawyer Dave to call in, but he's probably doing...
saving people's asses.
Winning a case, because that's what he does. That's all he does. El Tigre Tejano. And listen, he represents blitzers who have been hurt in all kinds of accidents, whether it's car, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall. And if you, guess what? You have a bad vaccine or a bad drug thing from a doctor, he's going to take care of that too. And if you do get in an accident and you're hurt and you can't afford to go to a doctor to get checked out, well, guess what? Lawyer Dave is going, they're going to take care of it for you. You don't pay a dime out of your pocket until you win. He'll even get you an Uber to take you to the doctor if need be. And if you're not sure whether you have a case, just give him a call. He doesn't charge for his consultations. There's no money up front. It's all when you win. Based here in Houston, practices all over the great state of Texas. And you can give him a call at 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900 or on Twitter at LawyerDaveLaw or LawyerDave.com. Or you can just hit me up and I will get you those numbers. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Stay up to
to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.